masters come, they give out the same truth. Truth is one. Those that come from time to time, they were one with the truth, and they gave out that very truth, what they experienced in their lives. They all say that they are the maker of this universe. It did not just come about by itself. The maker himself is unchangeable, permanent, but the world created is constantly undergoing change. While God is eternal, unchangeable permanence, and while the universe is undergoing change, God is all consciousness, all light, being one of one substance, there is no question of decomposition arising. The universe that is made, that is a combination of the atoms, whatever the composition, that must decompose someday. So man was made after the image of God. Man is soul, embodied soul, conscious entity of the same essence as that of God. God is spirit, and we are also spirit in man, of the same essence as that of God. And being conscious entities, we are all only one substance, that is consciousness, therefore we are eternal. But the man body that we are carrying, that is made of elements, and elements are made of atoms. It is a combination of atoms. What is a combination, the time will come when this is decomposed. So our body and the universe, being composition of the atoms, they are changing at the same speed. But we who are embodied souls and God are both eternal. So man is considered to be the highest in all creation. It is called the divine man. In man body only, we have the capacity and privilege to realize God. But to know God, we must know ourselves first. Because God cannot be known by the outgoing faculties, nor by the mind and intellect, or vital airs. It is the soul alone that can know God, the occult soul. But our souls are under the control of mind, and mind is under the control of outgoing faculties. We have identified with the outside things so much so that we have forgotten ourselves. Unless we know ourselves, and that knowledge will arise only when we can analyze ourselves from mind and outgoing faculties. When we know ourselves, then we will be able to know God, because like alone can know the like. So first thing that is before us is to know ourselves, And to know ourselves, we will be able to know God. All the masters who came in the past, they gave out, man, know thyself. Who you are, what you are. Are you this 4, 5, 6 feet tall body that you are carrying? You will say no. Because you have seen with your own eyes the satellite body that we are carrying. We have carried on our own shoulders to the barren place. If we are not carried on our own shoulders, then at least we have visited the funeral of somebody. So this man body we are carrying, we are the inward of the bodies. This is the first companion that we have got when we enter the world. But when we leave the world, the body does not go along with us. So what to speak of those things which came in our contact through the body, how can they go? So whenever Master comes, they tell us, now you are divine in nature. You are the noblest of all creation. You are the temple of the living God. The greatness of man has been spoken of by all masters who came in the past. They tell us, you are on the same essence as that of God. You are children of light. God is light. God is life. God is love. You have all these things on a miniature scale within your own self. But our life is just enveloped in the sheets of the outer coverings. Macrocosm is in the microcosm of the man body. In the macrocosm we have got so many planes of different densities. There is the physical plane, the astral plane, the causal plane, the supercausal plane, and beyond pure spiritual planes, the true home of our Father. There are so many mansions in the house of our Father. God has given us bodies to enable us to work in these planes. But pity it is that we do not know how to rise above this iron curtain of the man body. So all masters say, man body is a golden opportunity which has been given to us by the grace of God to know God, and to know God we must know our own self first. That self-knowledge precedes God-knowledge. Let us inquire from our own selves whether we have known ourselves. You put this question to a child of 3, 4 years old, ask him who you are, he simply opens his mouth and opens his eyes, he feels something here. As he grows in years, he is identified with the body so much so, when you ask him who you are, he says, I am Mr. Joseph, I am Mr. Schmidt. Still further, when he go further, he say, I'm Krishna, I'm Hindu, I'm a Mohammedan, and so on. Still, further, if you ask him who you are, he says, I'm an American, an Indian, French, German, and so on. The consciousness, what the little child has, we have gone so far away from that. So we are to know ourselves first. So if you know yourself, the whole mystery of life is solved. I say this is my coat, this is my anything else, we can put it up. But we also say, what? It is my body. Can we put it up? Can we rise above body consciousness? We do see that at the time of death, we do need the body, but now we cannot. We are so much identified with it and the outside things that we have forgotten even to know who I am. One seeker after truth went to Master and knocked his door. From inside the Master inquired, who you are? And he said, Master, I do not know who I am. I have come to your feet only to know, to tell you who I am. So for this purpose we have joined the various schools of thought which are called the social bodies of the religions. The highest aim of any school of thought is to know God, and to know God we must know ourselves. Those who have known God, this is the possibility, I would say to those who have got the man body, they have got the birthright to see God. Because in man body only we can see God, and in no other body. So by the grace of God, we have got this body. So Master, when they come, they look not for the bellies of the various schools of thought, for the social religions that we have joined, not, but from the level of man body first, that man kind is all alike. God made us, gave us man bodies with the same privileges from God, born the same way, outer construction the same, two eyes, two ears, two nostrils, mouth, two hands, two feet. And inner construction is also the same. All have got stomachs, lungs, brain, the telegraph office in the man body. And every day morning, the municipality arranges to clear off the filth from the body. So you find, as a man body, we have got the same privilege from God, all alike. This is the unity that already exists. The Father of all our embodied soul, eternal in nature. So there also we are all one. We are brothers and sisters in God. So as a man we are one, as a soul, a body soul, we are of the same nature, divinely nature, and the controlling power which keeps us in the body and controls the whole universe. We are worshippers of the same power, which is called by different names, God and so many other names. So you will find we have got the same accuse me the same disease. And what is that? That our soul is under the control of mind. We are identified with it. And mind is in the control of the outward faculties. And to them we are just given up to the outward pleasures. So much so that we have forgotten that has become our habit and turned into nature. So now, to know ourselves, first step, we have to take how to control the outward faculties from the outside, how to liberate our mind from the clutches of the outward faculties, and how to analyze ourselves from mind and know ourselves. When we know ourselves, we will know the controlling power that is keeping us in the body. So this man body is a wonderful house in which we live. This is considered to be the highest known creation. All scriptures speak of its greatness. Prophet Muhammad tells us in the other Quran, the Mohammedan scriptures, when the man body was set up, the angels were asked to go down before the man body. Similarly, we find in the Upanishads, when the man body was set up, the souls of the rishis came up and they selected the man body as the highest of all creatures. So man body is a golden opportunity given to us wherein we can know God, and before knowing God we have to know ourselves. So all masters who came in the past, they asked us to know ourselves. Similarly, you find the old Greeks say the same thing. Gnosisi atom. That means to know thyself. So all who came to Krishna say so, and all others say so. We are all of us under a grand delusion. How? We have forgotten ourselves, the indwelling of the man body, and the saint tells us, we have committed a heinous crime against our own selves, which no the worst of man has ever committed. And what it is, that we are the indwelling of the body, and we are just kept under control in the body by some high power, so we have forgotten our soul, selves, what to speak of that power which is keeping us in the body. You will see this body works so long as we are in the body, and we are in the body so long as some power is controlling us in the body. You find in the man body there are so many apertures of the eyes, of the ears, of the nostrils, mouth, etc. But we cannot run away out of it. Breathing going out cannot remain outside. Some power is controlling it back into the body. Surgeons perform operations which last sometimes for hours together. The whole body is cut. We still cannot run away out of the body. Some power is just controlling us in the body. That controlling power is what is called God. So long as that is there, we are in the body. When that power is withdrawn, we have to leave the body, what is called death. That very power is controlling all universe. All universe is going on. when that power is withdrawn from the universe, dissolution and grand dissolution sets in. So first of all, that is why Master tells us, Guru Nanak tells us, so long as we do not know ourselves, we are under the grand delusion. The learned and the unlearned both, the high and the low, where the man belonging to one social body is of religion, sadhana, that makes no difference. So just like, as I told you before, that we are the indwelling of the body, so power is keeping us in the body. Unless we know how to rise above body consciousness, analyze ourselves from mind and outward faculties, we do not know ourselves. This is a matter of self-analysis, to know oneself. All Master tell us to look at their dasas, not as Hindus, Mohammedans, Christians or anything like that. Their dasas from the level of the man body, the level of the embodied soul. The same soul as of eternal nature. We are spirited man. And you have to find God. We are also in this very body, which is the true temple of God, and that very controlling power which is keeping us in the body is also in this very nearest approach. So body is the true temple of God. You have to find Him, we have to find Him within us. So the conscious is the same, know ye not that you are the body, man body is the true temple of God, in which God resides. And say, the Holy Ghost resides in the man body. You are the spirit in man. That spirit is eternal, while you fear, so you will die. So you will find that purpose of our joining any religion, they are our school of thought, is to know God. Unless we know God, the purpose of joining the very school of thought is not served. So under the grand religion, we have to come out, we can be restricted by the law. So in the boat, some four or five men are just rowing down the boat in the stream. The speed of the river, of the stream, of the river, water is the same as that of the boat. And those who are identified with the boat, they are going down at the same speed as the water of the stream. As both are changing or flowing down at the same speed, the boat and the water of the stream, those who are identified with them, they consider they are stationary. One man just steps out of that and he sees that the boat is going down the sea. Out of sync, he cries, "Oh brothers, you are going down the sea." And what they do? They look to the boat in which they are rowing down and to the water of the stream, because both of them are going down at the same speed, they appear to be stationary. He says, "What you are saying? We are all right." Similarly, how to come out of this delusion? You have to just learn how to go out of the boat. Man goes, who goes, steps out of the boat, he sees in a true perspective what is going on. Similarly, when masters do come, they tell us, "Well, man, you are under great delusion. You are, your true home, the home of your father. This world is not your true home. It is changing. you are unchanging, you are everlasting. Why are you deluded? Just learn to die so that you may begin to live. What happens at the time of death? To have an everlasting life, we have to just know how to leave the body. When you are out of the body, the atoms of the body and the atoms of all the universe around us changing at the same speed, you know that everything is passing away. Now, even though we see with our own eyes that such light bodies that we are carrying have been just put in place on the ground, buried on the ground. But we never dream of whether we have to leave the body or not. The reason why we are identified with the body, which is changing. It is said the very particles of the bones of the body are renewed within 7 years. At the same speed, the outer universe is changing. So this is the first thing. If we know how to leave the body, then all masters who came in the past, they gave up that thing. Of course, they said the same thing in their own language. Prophet Muhammad, when he came, he told the people, well, a man learn to leave the body in life. And the people asked him whether so-called death will lead us to the grave. And he told them, no, it is not such a death while in life that will lead you to the grave, but it will lead you from darkness to light. So, you have got the man body. If you like to desire the full benefit of having this man body, then learn to die while alive, and you know the truth. You will be able to know the truth. Guru Nanak says, learn to die 100 times a day. What is that? That is shaking off the iron curtain of the physical body to enable us to traverse and to be beyond and the higher planes. That is why it is said, kingdom of God cannot be had by observation. It is within you. So all that is that we have adopted in the way to realize God, the ways that pertain to the outside, outgoing faculties, they will just may prepare us for the ground as a ground, but we cannot enter the kingdom of God unless we rise above it, without from outside. So, is it possible to die? Masters have referred to that. Kabir says, the soul of a master can rise above body consciousness and traverse into the planes, higher planes. Mirabai, a great saint of the East, bears testimony to it. She says, I used to hear that the soul can leave the physical body, traverse into the higher planes. She says, I now see it is so. And Saint Paul also said, I die daily. So this is a matter of rising above body consciousness. So as I told you before, man's body is the highest in all creation. In the man body only we can know the truth. Go back to the true home of our father, by death riding our body consciousness, where the world class is ended, the living starts. This is something to be initiated into the beyond, into the mysteries of life. Saint Plutarch tells us, those who are initiated into the beyond, they have the same experience of leaving the body as a soul has the experience at the time of death. You see what happens at the time of death. The life withdraws from the feet underneath and goes up to the back of the eyes, and the eyes are upturned, then this dark seed comes. So the seat of the soul is at the back of the eyes. When we come up here, we rise above body consciousness. This is what is meant by dying daily. So our outward legions, the social legions, bodies of the legions, have to do with our bodies only. So whenever masters come, they don't break any religion, nor introduce any new. They say it is a blessing to remain in some religion, some social body of the religions, because man is social being. He wants some social body to live in. But while living in some social body, the highest purpose of our journey then is to know God. The thing is, you want to have a contact with God while remaining in your religions, be not given up to the only first outward attack steps, but take the further step of rising above body consciousness. Learn to die so that you may be liberated. How this is done? When you come across some person who has just solved this mystery of life, he will be able, who has become the mouthpiece of the truth, who has become conscious of the divine plan that Father is working through him, is mere a puppet in his hands. As such a person, the God in him is competent to raise your souls from the body of the man, body, and the outward faculties. Who can give you a contact with God? God has got no equal, no parent, father, no mother, no brother, no friend. God is answering every heart, all masters say. That is the controlling power that keeps our soul in the body. So where that God power is manifest, when that manifested God in him is the true master and is competent to raise our souls from the bondage of mind and matter and outward faculties and give us a contact with him alone. So this is what is just the goal before us. And this has given out, then they come, they say, oh man, you have got physical body, you have got intellect, you have got, you are embodied soul, you are spirit. You are light, children of, child of light. If you just liberate yourself or analyze yourself from the mind and matter, you know yourself, and you can know light alone, you can know the light of God, which is all consciousness, all light, all life, all love. So they tell us, when you have developed physically, wonderfully, you have known how this system of body works, for that you have got so many, ways to know how this system works, how it is retarded. We are known by anatomy and how that can be, how the diseases arise, how those diseases can be removed. We have also known so much about our family life, our social life, and our political life. We have got intellect, and we have dwelt also wonderfully in the way of intellect. We can hear through radio from thousands of miles. We can see who is speaking through television. We can fly around the world in an hour or so. The world has become very small on account of the airplanes we have bought. We can fly from one end of the world to the other end in hours. Our own intellect. Are we happy with all these advancements? With all our physical and intellectual advancements, we are not happy. Because our own intellect has just invented certain like weapons, hydrogen bombs, neuron bombs, and we are afraid any moment if this war commences, the world will come to an end. The reason why we are unhappy is because we have not cared for our own self. We are spirit in man. Had we known ourselves first, and these findings have come later on, these very things would have been used for the uplift of mankind. So Master tell us, well, if you have dwelt physically and intellectually, you should also develop spiritually. But what we are doing in the world, we are caring so much for the worldly things, our own physical bodies, but we have little or no time to care for our own selves. That is why the masters tell us, is not body more than the raiment, and life more than the meat? Now what is the daily? From morn till night, we are out of just collecting, holding, amassing the worldly things. Work hard, tired out, and go to sleep. We intellectually also dwelt wonderfully. The point is, these things do not go along with us. The Master tells us, oh man, why are you deluded? You are just raising up buildings on sand. You are just rowing down in a boat of paper in the stream. This is all changing and we will have to leave someday. If we have to leave this body someday in all other environments, what have you done to solve this mystery of life, what it is that the indweller of that body and that you are, and what is that power that controls you in the body? So that is why you find we are very careful about the outside things. In an accident, so the house catches fire. The whole house is burnt down to ashes with all possessions. And you escape quite safe. You say, thank God, I am saved. So body is more than all outward possessions. If it is an accident, we break our leg, our arm, we say, thank God, I am saved. You will find that our own life is more than the physical body too. So we should be, I think, must be more careful to do most of the efforts for our own life. But you'll find we have done little or nothing for our own self. If you saw somebody when you feel, after all, we have to leave the body. He said, there's no time with me to consider these things. If you know, if the time is fixed for that purpose, say for an examination which is coming up to, for a student, say 15 days are left, what does he do? He leaves our field just going for a walk. When the examination just arrives quite overhead, he even takes a book while going to the washing room, you see. How careful we are. But it's something which is for which date is fixed. So we have to leave the body someday. No exception to the rule. This leaving of the body is called death. This throne of flesh is set aside. And we have to leave this body, go into the beyond. If we learn this, how to leave the body, I think we will be too happy. Because we know where to go and how to leave the body. So one man came up to me, Danny, he was a pilot. He was given a notice of 6 hours to go to the front. He reached me during the day at about 2 p.m. I asked him, why are you so much in a hurry? He said, Master, well, I'm ordered, give 6 hours notice. Out of 2 hours have already passed. Now tell me what to do. He knows to go into the front for a pilot means death. He's very careful to us know what is to be done next. Well, there's no exception to the rule. Sooner or later, this change has to come. But if we now learn how to leave the body and transcend it to beyond, we will not be so worried. Why we are afraid of death? For 2 reasons. One, we do not know how to leave the body. And the next, where to go. You see the fate of the people dying. Sometimes there is very great agony. Because they do not know how to leave the body. If at the feet of somebody who has found this mystery of life, he will give you the very first day an experience how to rise above body consciousness. If you carry on like that from day to day, well, that is a regular habit becomes, you see. No fear of death, because you know how to leave the body at the time of death. You die daily. And further, you come in contact to traverse into the beyond, you know where to go. If with the grace of somebody we have found this mystery of life, that is the lost enemy that we have to conquer, and how to conquer, just learn how to leave the world. Then we become conscious co-workers of the divine plan, and we have everlasting life. So Master tell us that we have done so much for the physical side, so much for the intellectual side, but we have given little or no time for solving this mystery of life. A wise man, or a man of foresight, is one who arranges all that beforehand. If you solve this mystery of life, you will have it ready. Though we have found this mystery of life, they are always very happy because they know all glory and beauty lies within you. astral plane is more beautiful than the physical one, and causal is still more beautiful and enchanting. When you reach beyond it, beyond into the pure spiritual plane, that ground bliss, all harmony, though you have got a taste of that, those planes within, they are happy to go. It so happened at the time of Maulana Rumi, the great Mohammedan saint in the East. His last time came up, he was very pleased to go, and some of his friends came up and prayed for him, oh God, give him health. He opened his eyes and he said, this health may be blessed for you. They asked him why. He says, when in physical body, I could hardly scratch away sometimes to go into the lap of the Father. But now this body stands in my way, that is going to be shaken off once for all. Don't you want that I should go into the lap of the Father forever? This is the acknowledgement of those who have solved the mystery of life. So all masters when they give, tell us, just to awake to the truth. What the master gave us from time to time. They do not say they do not dwell physically. They say dwell physically. On your own life yoga in honest ways. Expose your own self. And share with others. This man is one who shares with others. Otherwise animals can take care of their own self or their families. If a man does the same thing with the superiority in him, his superiority lies in the fact he should share with others. So we have got the man body, he says, stand on your legs, on your livelihood, on honest, by honest means. Help yourself and help others around you. They have got fear in your earnings. They say intellectually you also dwell it, so that you may be able to understand the mystery of life theoretically. But they also lay much stress on the spiritual side. What we have done so far, they tell us, intellectual way they could expect that thing. So by reading those that created us and need us to have the same experiences that they have got and their scope ends. So scriptures, you find that the past master speaking to scriptures, they are also needed. But even now we need somebody who has just realized God, that manifested God in him, can help us to analyze ourselves, raise our souls above the mind and outer faculties and above senses, to know ourselves and give a contact with him. No son of man can do it. It is the God manifest in him that has the power to do so. So when our masters come, they are very clear, cut view about it. They speak of the Son of Man and the God power in him or the Christ in him. So man body, all masters who had, they did leave. But that Christ power which is manifest in them, their light of the soul and become the greater light, being the mouthpiece of God, that is power of Christ, power which never leaves us. And that is the controlling power within us too. If our souls are analyzed of mind and our good faculties, we know ourselves and become the mouthpiece of God, then we feel, quite see, that I and my Father are one. So Master say, well, dear friends, you have done so much for your physical body, your intellect and your soul. What have you done about your own soul? You have given food to your body, physical body, you have become physical strong. You have given bread of life and water of life to the soul, or not? Although you have given reading, writing and learning, this is food of intellect. But the bread of life is already there within you, but you are not giving that to it. And whenever Master comes, they are competent to give us that bread of life and the water of life. They refer to these in their scriptures. You see what Christ said, and all others also said in their own languages, of course. They say they are the bread of life. Christ said, this bread of life has come down from heaven. Whoever partakes of it, he gets everlasting life. So what it is? You find at other times, he did refer to it, what world was made flesh and dwelt among us. What is world? So world, God attribute, that worldless state of God, when that came to being, to expression, that God into expression, or God into action power, denoted by the word, world. That is the call of all creation. The worldless state, and the world, that worldless coming into expression, they are the same. One is the expression, the other is the not yet come into expression. As sun and sun rays are the same, so rays cannot be different from the sun, so the coordination power is the same as the world state. That is an action in expression, the other is absolute, not yet into expression. So that is the bread of life, you see, that is the call of all creation. You see, in the beginning was the world was made with God, and world was God. And the whole world came into being after the world was made. Thy world is settled in heaven. All the heavens were made by the world. Cloud which withereth, but the word of God does not wither. That is everlasting. And what is the expression of that? That God in it, into expression, has two aspects. One is God is light, and another is God is sound of principle. The music of the spheres. So it finds in the scriptures like that, thy world is a lamp unto my feet, and the light on my path. So that also you refer in the revolutions. They say they heard the sound of the running waters and the strong drum beats, thunder, and the harp was playing on the harp. So these are the two aspects of the coordination power which when contacted leads us to the wondrous state of God, from where this God in action power came to be. That is the bread of life. World was made flesh and dwelt amongst us. Whoever partakes of that bread of life gets everlasting life. The other masters also said the same thing in their own language, of course. They also referred to the water of life, or the elixir of life. Guru Nanak says, you have come to the world to have the elixir of life, which you once drink it, you will have everlasting life. That you can have only at the feet of the Master, who is world personified. He says, again, where you are in any social bodies of religions, but just go to the feet of some Master in whom that water of life is overflowing, who is the world personified, to remain in some religion until you have that water of life or the bed of life, you cannot have everlasting life. Praise to remain in some religion, social body of the religion is good, is a blessing. Otherwise there will be corruption. Or you will have to raise new religions, new social bodies. There are so many religions already existing, which have stood the test of times. Why not remain in that very religion and just realize the truth, or have the bread of life and the water of life which already exists in you and is overflowing within you, which you can have by inversion or rising above body consciousness at the feet of someone who has realized that. So, the world or the worldness, the other Master tell us, name and the nameless are the same. You cannot hold it. God into expression of the name in quite a watertight compartment that separates from the named. The rays of the sun are the same as the sun, that is an expression. Similarly, God and God the truth cannot be differentiated, separated from one and the other. That Godhood is already existing within us, that the controlling power of keeping us in the body. If we know how to rise above body consciousness, we can have a contact with that. And this very thing has been left to do in some other way too. Once Christ gave out, except ye be born, you cannot enter the kingdom of God. Nicodemus came up to him and said, Lord, I am an old man, how can I rise? Can I re-enter the womb of the mother and be reborn? And he was told, when flesh is born of the flesh and spirit of the spirit. Flesh is born of the corruptible seed and spirit is born of the incorruptible seed. So to be born anew, that means rising above body consciousness and learning to die so that you may begin to live. When you die, any first birth we have got in the physical body, and this is the second birth, are to be reborn into the mist, into the beyond. This very custom also existed in India in the old days. They made the children of 5, 6, 7 years old as twice born. They had the competency to give them an experience how to rise above body consciousness and see the light of God. God is light and God is Vedic of his spheres. And they gave them the Gayatri Mantra, that means rise above body consciousness and see the light of God which is shining within you like full sun. Now the custom remains in all religions. In the Hindus too, they make twice born. They are simply the custom there, but no competency with those people who are there to give them an experience how to be twice born and see the light of God. Similarly, we are said to be reborn in others, Christ or anything. You are reborn in Christ and revived over the consciousness and come in contact with the Christ power, which is all light, what they said, I am the light. So, we are all children of light, but those, our souls, those are liberated from mind and outgoing faculties, they realize themselves, and then they become one with the greater light. They are the mouth which supplies. They see, they have our own light, goes and absorbs in the higher light, and they see, I am my Father one. So these are the things given in our scriptures. But we can have the right to hold their house only when we just sit by somebody who has that experience of these things referred to by this, in the scriptures. At the intellectual level we do interpret them, and there are so many schools of thought differing one from the other. Truth is one. Those who have known the truth, they have always said the same thing. They cannot be meaning, more meanings attached to one word than what the man says. The Master, when they saw, they said, the experience they gave out in their own language. Now those who have had no experience of the truth, they will interpret it at the level of the intellect and give so many comments and so many different meanings given to that. For instance, take light, God is light. What the intellectual says, it is the intellectual light. Whereas it is true light, all masters have said that. Can we see that light? Yes, our scriptures refer to it. In the shanty doors of the temple of the body, you see the light of heaven. I am the light of the body. If thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. Similarly, other masters say, when your outgoing faculties are withdrawn from outside and you just enter within the divinity of the man body, you see the light of heaven. So body is the true temple of God in which this light is shining. You can see when you invert, when your two eyes become single eye. This is practical subject. When a master of this science will meet you, he will be, because in him, now again I will say, will be able to give you an experience, to rise above body consciousness, and open the inner eye to see the light of God, and you will bear testimony to it, you have seen it. They say, you may read scriptures. What they say, you may take it up as an experimental maya, but you cannot be convinced unless you have got the same experience your own has. So such like persons are the Son of Man, at which that God power or the Christ power is manifest. The God in him is able, is competent to raise our souls from the bondage of mind and our good faculties, know ourselves, and give an experience with him alone, with the light and sound principle. In fine scriptures, the Master gives eyes to the blind. When in the terminology of the mystics, who is the blind man? They say those who have no eyes at the face are not blind, but those whose inner eye is not opened, they are truly blind because they do not see the light of God. And those are deaf really who do not hear the voice of God. And the Christ said to his disciples, blessed are you because you see things what the old prophets and the righteous men could not see. Blessed you are to hear things with your own practice and the righteous and could not hear. In the scriptures you find the saying, our eyes and our ears are sealed. Unless those seals are broken, we cannot see the light of God and hear the voice of God. These are open, these seals are open when you rise above body consciousness. Now there are ways and ways for that. There are man-made ways and there is a God-made way, which is natural, which even a child can do. The man-made way involves in feelings which are our own make, which involve emotions which rise out of feeling, which involve drawing inferences by intellectual wrestlings to come to some conclusion, which involve the pragas, the controlling of the vision sizes, and do the kumbhakarna and rise above body consciousness and then catch the voice of God and see the light of God. For those we are heretically not fit. There is a natural way which we experience every day, but we have never watched it. Suppose you are sitting very much absorbed in some thought, some man calls you, you do not hear, because your thought, your attention, which is the expression of the soul, is engaged in something else. Your ears are open, but you do not hear. Newton was sitting by a roadside, solving certain mathematical problems. He was absorbed so much so that a band passed by him while playing. Later on, some men came up and inquired of him whether any band had passed by that way. He says, I don't know. Sometimes you are sitting in very absorbed condition, your eyes are open, still somebody passes by you, you do not recognize. Somebody comes and sits by you, even touches you when you are very much absorbed in some thought, you do not know who has come and who has gone. So this is the way of the attention, controlling attention, you see, which is diffused into the world. We dive to the feet of the soul in the body, that you can have in very few words, be still physically and intellectually, and you know you are God. So those men who are competent, they are competent to withdraw their attention from outside to the feet of the soul in the body, they can withdraw at will. Soul has a great power. God, with one word of His, He created the whole universe. And we are of the same essence as that of God. We have got great power, but our attention is just diffused into the world. We feel so much weak and feeble, never thought of our greatness, our own greatness. This is just like the rays of the sun don't burn us, but when those rays are passed through a convex lens, anything you will put the other side, that will burn. Similarly, our attention, which is the expression of our soul, that will be drawn from outside, we have got great power. If our soul becomes the mouthpiece of God, there is a great power behind it. So this privilege is we can have, we can earn, we can live up to it in man's body alone, only under the guidance of somebody who has done it. Some people say, well, why is there the need of somebody? It will come up in due course. But generally you find, you see, whenever we have to take up some subject which concerns our own outward faculties, and we want some expert in that line to help us. Books are already there on the subject, but still we need somebody who is adept in that way. We can learn quicker. Similarly, when we need somebody for Jyavagun, any subject which concerns Jyavagun faculties, well, do we not need help of somebody in a subject which comes up when you rise above body consciousness or above senses? You'll find naturally you need somebody. That gives you a quicker dirt, like a fruit growing tree. If you leave it to the natural course, it will take 6-7 years to give fruit. If you give them some scientific fruit, those very trees give you fruit in 2 or 3 years. If they can give you quicker results, quicker fruits, why not a conscious man? By a man who is of higher consciousness, well controlled, and become the mouth of God, the God in him, why can't it help you to give you quicker results? This lifetime is short. Most of the parts of the life has already passed away. Small part of it left. The sooner we learn this mystery of life, the better. The sooner we know God, the better. Because we know the mystery of life, we won't be afraid of death. We'll be knowing how to traverse into the beyond, and you'll be all jolly to go into the beyond whenever that opportunity arrives. So you'll find the body is the true temple of God, in its light of God, and the voice of God is reverberating. All masters who came in the past, they gave out the same thing. They always refer to it. They said, well, look here, Socrates said. Well, he heard the peculiar sound which took him into the beyond and into the new world altogether. Plato also referred to it as music of the spheres. Pythagoras also talked of this, of the Shabda, the world, while he described God as the supreme music of the nature of all harmonies. And he referred to absolute truth, clothed in light. Similarly, Zoroaster also referred to it. He referred to the God of light as a symbol of which you find the fire burning in their homes regularly, 24 hours of the day and night. What sort of fire which is unstuck? He also referred to the sound principle of God as Srosha. So Vedas also refer to that, the Pi and the Usha and Aditya, Ahengrabha, you see. They all refer to the light and sound principle of God. Even Buddha referred to it. All Mahamudan saints refer to it as Dur and the Kalama Kadim, you see. So this is the truth, that the God in action power has two aspects. One light, the other the sound or the music of the spheres, which is controlling you in the body. If you learn how to rise above body consciousness, you come in contact with that, and there are the elective place which lead you to the place where from they emanated to the world as state of God, in a natural way, not involving any man-made ways. So this is the digest. Now you find the outer places of holy worship that we have got in all regions. They are made as models of the image of man's body. Hindu temples are dome-shaped, and they are the keepers. Symbol of light and a symbol of sound, bell ringing. When they say prayers, they light a canoe and ring bell. In other places, worship like churches which are cross shaped, you find candle of light and bell ringing. In the Hindu temple, whoever enters, he rings the bell himself. In the Buddha temple, you see, you find they light a candle, they have got two drumbeats as a symbol of light. And the Sikh temples too, similarly. These are symbols of the light and sound principle, which is reverberating, which is experienced in this temple of the man body. And out of models were made to show us that such like light and such like sound principle is within your own body. When they met any master of this time, they had that experience of light and they had that experience of sound reverberating, which is the two aspects of the world of the Nama Jyoti. These two to the nameless and the worldly state of God. This is natural way of God. This is called the way of the Sukha Yoga, the way of the attention, the path divine, the science of the soul. This is a natural thing which even the children can see light of God. What to speak of old and others. It is quite natural way when all marks came, but they tell us one thing. They say, oh man, God has given equal privileges to you as a man. You are already as a man, as a soul, are one. The unity already exists, and you are controlled by the same God overhead, and you are the essence of the same God, Father. You are all one unity, the order is there, but you have forgotten. The unity already exists, we have joined the various social bodies of religion to realize that unity which already exists. And to give impetus to all this, God is light, and we are life conscious beings, God is all consciousness, and God is love. God is love, and love is God. And the way back, soul is also love, being of the same essence that of God. And the way back to God is also love. That is why all in all scriptures you will find love God and love all creation. By love serve one another. One who serves his fellow loves God and is the true beloved of God. So he that loveth not, knoweth not God, for God is love. And you of the Sikhs also say the same thing. I hear you all, whether you belong to one religion or the other, I tell you the truth, that God is the truth only by Him who loves us. So this love is already innate in us. God is love, we are of the same essence as that of God. But that love is congenial to our own selves, to our own families, to our own social body and to our own country. The result is we love our own bodies, our own families, our own social bodies and our own countries. The result is we are hated for us. There have been wars on religious grounds only for that reason. In their zealousness they consider perhaps they have got the only truth and nobody else. When a truth is one, when our masters came, they gave out the same truth. That truth is everlasting. Master human forms have come from time to time at which that truth manifested, and that is what is called Christ power, God power, are the Guru Baba. That dividing the human pole at which that power manifests is called the Master. The God in him is competent to give you, to raise your soul up, give you contact with God Himself. So for that thing, love is the only thing required. So love this God, thy God, with all thy heart, and with all thy soul, and with all thy mind. And love thy neighbor as thyself. Our life should not congeal, should not be congealed, but expand to cover our families, then go further to cover our social bodies, then go further to cover our own countries. But this expansion of love is full of danger. When you are patriots, millions of people die in wars, events. When your love only covers your social bodies, thousands are killed in the name of religion. Unless our this love extends to cover all creation, there is no peace. So for want of unity, which all, for ignorance of the unity which already exists, and for the love being congealed to your own personal self, or to the family, or to the social bodies, or to the country, unless that expands to cover all creation, there can be no peace. This is now the only hope left for all the world over. This is what is called spirituality. Religions teach us spirituality. What you are, who you are, what is your connection with your own self, body, what is your connection with the world around you, and what is your connection with the God overhead. Love knows service and sacrifice. When you know that all our body, soul, and are controlled by the same God power residing in every heart, then naturally you will have respect for one and all. Whom you are going to kill, whom you are going to rob, you will have respect for each man. There will be no wars, no conflicts. Tumasu and the cow, they tell us like that, we are all children of God. Oh man, you are the child of light, but light within you is just what covered by so many sheets. Just write about these and know that you are of the same essence as that of all. But this is what I have given you in a digest, in few words, which I found that by the parastudy of all religions and at the feet of my master, in a practical way, that to show the same truth is already given in all scriptures. They were given out by the masters who came in the past, we have forgotten. We have taken the first step of the social forms of the religions. We read scriptures, we perform prayers and rites and rituals just to develop love and devotion for God, that for the preparation of the ground, they are blessed, but we have to still take a step further, how to rise above body consciousness, know ourselves, and know God, who is controlling all universe and us in the body. Thank you for your patience.